Democrats aim to stop third-party run with Antino Labels pledge. By Paul Bois on August 3, 2023. Democrats will aim to stop candidates from potentially running third-party by making them commit to an anti-no labels pledge. Two Democrat groups, the centrist Third Way and the progressive Move On, have reportedly mounted a public pressure campaign to derail the no labels movement, which has captivated the minds of moderate Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin, WV. They want to make it politically unacceptable for any Democrat to even entertain a third-party candidacy, noted Axios. But No Labels has shown no signs of altering its plans and is moving forward with plans to gain ballot access across the country. The Biden campaign, Third Way, and Move On briefed House and Senate chiefs of staff last week that a potential third-party bid could destroy the president's chances for re-election, urging people to denounce the No Labels movement. In a statement calling for lawmakers' signatures, the group called a third-party run a potential threat to democracy. We, the undersigned elected officials, recognizing the urgent and unique threat to democracy in the form of right-wing extremism on the ballot in 2024, call on No Labels to halt their irresponsible efforts to launch a third-party candidacy, it said. Their candidate cannot win, but they can and would serve as a spoiler that could return someone like Donald Trump to office. I, therefore, commit to opposing a No Labels third-party ticket in 2024 for the good of the country, it added. The group gave no specific guidelines on how the lawmakers should make their position known. Supporters of the No Labels movement call the pressure campaign undemocratic. Efforts that attempt to slow walk or block our access to the ballot must be seen for what they are: undemocratic attacks on voting rights and our Constitution, said No Labels National Director, former Representative Joe Cunningham, DSC, told the chiefs of staff last week, according to Politico. Manchin recently attended a No Labels event in New Hampshire, speculating a third-party run. It is clear that most Americans are exceedingly frustrated by the growing divide in our political parties and toxic political rhetoric from our elected leaders, Manchin said. Our political discourse is lacking engaged debates around common-sense solutions to solve the pressing issues facing our nation, he added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.